Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Morning, everyone. We'd like to welcome everyone in here this morning. We've got some bright sunshine going on outside here this morning after a little bit of showers that moved through earlier this morning. Hopefully we won't get any snow today. They're talking like our weather may get a little bit cold this afternoon and tonight, but we've had a beautiful, beautiful week so far this week. Flowers are blooming everywhere, but got to be careful. Some of them get nipped off this weekend. Aren't Mayor Kerr if we're not careful? I've got Mayor Willie Kerr sitting in here with me this morning, and we'll be talking to him here just in a few minutes. And also, of course, we got some few local announcements, and we'll cover those in a few minutes. But once again, we'd like to welcome everyone here into the Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color on your radio dial, WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And we come to you here every Thursday morning about 9 o'clock from the grand old lady sitting on the square here in Salina, the historic Clay County Courthouse, which is listed on the National Register. And if you hear a racket going on this morning, we've got some electricians in here. We're trying to upgrade our electrical wiring here in the building, try to make sure that it's safe and get it back up to codes. And then we got a little grant for that. And when we get through with that, we're going to move on to some other things here and try to keep this building viable and usable. And, of course, we are using it. We've got events going on just about every weekend this summer, and we'll, of course, be announcing all those things as we get a little bit deeper on into the season. But I guess right now we need to take a little bit of a short break and go back and get us a couple of commercials in. We do have to pay for this, and we want to remind everyone that, of course, we still do have time available here on the show. And if you'd like to purchase a block of advertising with WBFB-FM, you know the folks a call there, and they'll take care of that. But right now, let's take a short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back, everyone. And as you heard a moment ago with John talking about the Birthday and Anniversary Club, I do want to offer maybe a little bit of an apology. If anyone tried to call the answering machine this past week, we are right in the middle of an electrical upgrade here at the courthouse. We're doing some work here, and I think right now the only power I've got in here is this one plug-in where all of our equipment's running out of. So the answering machine, it may have been off sometime when you tried to call in the past week, and if it did, we apologize for that. And if you tried to call in something and missed it, give us a call this week, because hopefully this thing won't be up and down this week. And we'll do a belated if you missed trying to call in this past week. And we'll remind you, of course, that number is 931-243-5574. And it is the Birthday and Anniversary Club, sponsored by the local Dairy Queen here in Salina. And we give away a birthday cake every Thursday morning. And I think folks have been going out and picking them up and enjoying the big birthday cake. I've got a couple little announcements here to make before we get our first guest going. I think I saw a thing here that the big Easter egg hunt that Macon Bank and Trust does every year over at the main office in Lafayette, I think it's this coming Saturday at 1 p.m., they have a big Easter egg hunt down there, and they'd like to invite all of their friends and customers down for that. And then we've got a little public announcement thing here on the highway, and that is the Poorhouse Ridge Road off of New Highway 52 is going to be closed from April the 6th through the 19th to do some work on the access bridge there on each end of that. And residents will need to use the Wet Mill Creek Road to get in and out up there. So that presents a little bit of a problem. And I think I read somewhere or another that once again this spring, for a couple of weeks, there's going to be some maintenance work on the dam, where they're going to be doing some work on the guardrails and stuff over the spillway. We'll remind everyone, of course, we'll get an exact date on that. And, of course, while we're talking about that and driving across the dam, this is a great time to remind everyone that you live in one of the most beautiful counties in the United States, and get out on some of these beautiful afternoons and just take a drive in Clay County. Drive over toward the Hillhound community through Standing Stone State Park. And then make a turn, go down through Arcot, and go down through Turkey Creek Bluff and look over in the river. And you drive by some of the old pastures this time of the year, and you look over in the field, and you see some perfectly rowed up daffodils growing over there. And, the first thought that comes to my mind, hey, there used to be a house here. There used to be people living here in the middle of this field. And if you'll drive along this time of year, you'll see those perennial plants coming back up. And like I said, it's just a reminder of some of our past history, but there's some of the most beautiful drives here in Clay County that you can find anywhere in the United States. And you don't have to drive the Blue Ridge Parkway to see all the beautiful flowering bushes, the dogwoods, the red buds, all those things. All you got to do, get off of Highway 52. I know we like to just travel the main highways, but get off and get on the side roads. Drive over on the Vernon community. Just take a look around and see what we've got here in Clay County. And let's Now that I'm off of that little bit of a rant there for a second, remind everyone that the Clay County Opera is going on this Saturday here in the courthouse, beginning at 12 noon. And I believe Diane said that they don't particularly have any one band lined up for this weekend. So anyone that would like to come out, and I guess we call it open microphone, but here in the old courthouse we don't have any microphones. This is just the acoustics of the building, and we invite anyone to come out. Anyone would like to come out and sing, the pickers here will provide you some background music, instrumentation if you don't have your own. And also, if a church quartet, we really don't care. Just anyone that can do some singing and picking, grinning, we invite you to come out this Saturday afternoon. And I think, Diane said, this would be the last one that will be inside beginning of the last Saturday in April. We're going to move it out on the patio. So people here in town, driving by, walking by, whatever, can enjoy the music that's going to be going on the outside. unless we have bad weather, and then, of course, we'll move it back inside. But we'd like to remind everyone that this is going on here, and there's stuff going on just about every weekend this entire summer here at the courthouse. And we want to invite you to check the Clay County Chamber's Facebook site, website, look at some of the activities that are going on, and we're fixing to get cranked up with these things. I know we've got our Cumberland Run cruise in coming up here the first weekend in May, and then from there we got something going on every weekend. But right now I've got Mayor Willie Kerr here with me this morning, and well, I guess he's got him a little agenda here to talk about some things. And Mayor Kerr, I'd like to welcome you in this morning.
Thank you, Thomas, for having me to come over and be on the radio station and fill you in on some things that's happening.
Okay, well, tell us about it.
I'd like to say, first of all, I'd like to say good morning to everybody that's listening, and everybody, and thank you for this beautiful day. We've got a beautiful day, and like you said, this county and city, it's the most beautiful place. I've been a lot of places, but there ain't no place like home, and it's a beautiful place here.
And sometimes we forget that, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we sure do. Thomas, on the thing, we had a rough winter.
Yes, we did.
And I want to thank the city workers and also the state workers and the county, Jason Browning, for helping during this real bad winter. We had a rough winter.
This was a good time for Jason to get broken in, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was a real good time for him to get broken in.
Looked like he may have survived the worst than maybe he'll probably ever see.
Yes, and he helped us here in the city a whole lot, and I just can't commend the state workers and Jason's workers for the good job they do. Sometimes we don't pat people like on the back and let them know that what fine job they do.
Yes, very, very, very well spoken.
Yes, and we tried to clean the people's parking lots off, but there's a liability on that, Thomas.
Yeah.
We would go clean them if they would call us, but we couldn't take our backhoe and clean them if they didn't call us because there's too much liability. Then they started calling us, and we tried to clean them off the best that we could.
Kept you busy a day or two, didn't it?
Yes, it did. We was very busy. Cleaning and we tried to do the best we could.
An outstanding job, Mayor. Absolutely.
Thank you. And on the upcoming project, Thomas, I'm thinking about getting some signs made to put up here to the caution light and up to the old ferry shelf and coming in from T-Ville. I'm getting some former signs made that about the business downtown here, and this lady's fixing them for me, and I'm proud of getting that done, because I think that's a good thing.
Absolutely. If you don't let them know it's here, they don't know it's here.
that's right, and I'm trying to get some paving streets. We've got a out here at the Slinerama Company, we're going to finish paving that out there. And I'd like to pave another little street or two. But, you know, Thomas, you've got to do as your money will let you do.
Right.
And if you ain't got the funds, you can't do it.
And we all wish we were Santa Claus, don't we?
Yes, we do. And we've got a project over on Shanky, a new water line going up through there. We've had a lot of trouble with the line of busting and a breaking, and we're putting a new line up, Shanky, all up through there, and I'm proud of that.
Okay, let's talk about just where I'm sitting. We're sitting here right now.
Yes.
We look around. We've got one business that moved back on the square here just a few days ago, Country Creations.
Yes.
The old buildings there on the corner look like we're getting remodeling done on them. They've got a roof on it and have cleaned off. It looks like, you know, we're making progress on that. So, you know, it looks like we've got some activity going on here in and around the square.
Yes, we have, and I'm so proud it's that's helping. It'll make a city look better and everything. And future, I'm going to try to fix some more sidewalks. I've got that in my plans in the future to build some more sidewalks. And you know, sidewalks makes everything look better.
Yes, it does.
And a lot of people walks down on these sidewalks, and I'm trying to do that. Another thing, I'm working on a grant this next year to put sidewalks out to K-8 all around Mitchell Street. There's a grant, and I'm working on that to see if I can't get that done.
Okay. Of course, that Mitchell Street out to the line of K-8 is one of the busiest streets, really, all throughout the day. Of course, there's some businesses on that, but they're at the curve there. The elementary school building is there, and parents in and out. There's tremendous traffic on that road, and it does need to, safe sidewalks where people can walk out that way. That would be a tremendous addition to that part of town.
And you take about 7:30 of the morning, you'll find out how busy that street is.
Yes.
It's real busy.
And I know you had to do some, sewer work, water main work out there.
Yes, we did.
And look like that's all completed now. It just needs covering over with some new asphalt.
Yes, it is. And the winter we had the rough winter, we had three major water leak breaks in the lines. We had one over here to the bank, and had one out to Brown Street. And you know what? That really, the workers, when we have a break, Thomas, we don't wait. The hands goes out right then.
Right.
And takes care of it. And I'm so proud of the workers if they do that. In the cold weather, they go out and take care of these water breaks.
Okay, Mayor, I will have to say one thing, and I think most of the residents here in the county and the city have noticed that during your tenure of mayor, that the city workers have been the most visible that we have ever seen here within the city, that they can be seen working, and I think, like I said, you're to be complimented on that, and of course they're to be complimented on that, because we know that that's the kind of leadership that we want, and look like we've got a tremendous crew of workers here in the city of Salina.
Yes, we have, Thomas, and I've got two more years to be mayor. If the Lord's willing, let me live two more years. I ain't going to run no more for mayor. That'll make me 8 years, and I'm going to get out and try to enjoy life.
Okay. Well, Mayor, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and I'll try to get you back again when we get a little bit some more projects going on. But right now, I think we need to take a short commercial break. And once again, Mayor, it's always a pleasure having you here to fill us in on some of the things going on. And as you said, we have now survived the winter, and the whole world's greening up, and everything's going to get better. But once again, thank you for being here with us this morning.
Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate it.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Solana, Tennessee.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment. To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Back, everyone. Once again, we're here at the historic Clay County Courthouse on the square here in Solana, Tennessee, with our Clay County Corner on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And also here in a few minutes, we'll read the list of birthdays and anniversaries. I don't think we have any anniversaries this week. We have a number of birthdays. We'll read those. And then at the end of the program, we're going to be giving away a great Dairy Queen birthday cake, one of those great old big $25 cakes. So remind everyone to stay tuned in for that. Right now, I've got Sloan Dyer with me. I think she was on a couple of weeks ago when Susan was here, and this is the first time that I've had her on, and met her a couple of days ago, and she's just bubbling out with enthusiasm, ready to get some stuff done here with the Extension Agency here in Clay County. Good morning, Sloan.
Good morning.
And I think you've already introduced yourself to the folks here in the county and told them who you were and where you were from, that you're originally from up at Clinton County.
Yes, sir.
And came down the river on a raft. And
yeah, I did. I might stay over here for a while.
Well, hopefully you will. You know, we have had a little bit of a turnover, and hopefully we got you with us a while so we can, you know, get you on here on a regular basis and talk about what's going on in the UT Extension office. But right now, I think you've got a big long list, looks like. There's some things you want to talk about.
Yeah, there's a few things I've got to talk about. First of all, I want to mention that the Clay County Diabetes Coalition, we had our Sobriety program, that's Sobriety, last Friday with the 7th graders at Solana K-8. And then we had the 7th graders at Hermitage Springs yesterday. The program is, Susan knows this, but the program is how we tell how much sugar is in the Coca-Colas, the Mountain Dews, the things that we drink. And we hand the kids, whoever wants to take a pledge, to not drink a soda for 2 weeks. They can sign that pledge, and at the end of the 2 weeks, they'll get a T-shirt. We had 26 kids sign it from Solana and 15 sign it from Hermitage Springs. So those kids will get a free T-shirt at the end of their 2 weeks, and also every 7th grader got a free bottle of water.
Everyone loves T-shirts.
Yeah, I know. The ones that didn't sign it, we were like, free T-shirt, you know. But we had a really good time doing that, and it's a really good program. And then also, I wanted to remind everybody that the mother-daughter tea will be coming up next Tuesday on March the 31st at the Bob Building at 6 o'clock. And then the secondhand food harvest is coming up next month at April 10th. And that's a really, really good deal.
Yeah, I noticed that on the local news out of Nashville that, you know, that this winter's been rough on the second harvest folks, that their supplies have dwindled a little bit, and I know they're encouraging people to make donations and come out and help with that program.
Donations are always greatly appreciated, and there's brochures up at the, I just want to remind everybody, there's brochures up at the county commissioner's office.
Okay, the chamber?
Chamber. Yeah. Chamber, okay. Sorry. But yeah, there's a there's brochures up there where you can make a donation, send it in, and all that good stuff.
And I do know also that, you know, with our neighbors over in Putnam County up at Monterey, I know that our charities here in Clay County have contributed quite a bit to the folks up there to try to help them get back on their feet, because, I mean, that was a major disaster area up there a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it really was. But we have that coming up April 10th, and if you want to make a donation or any additional information, you can contact me at the office. It's 243-2311, or you can go by the chamber and get the brochure. And then also next Thursday, April 2nd, I will be doing a fruit tasting with the Head Start kids. I'll be talking to the kids about eating right and daily exercise, and I'll be also giving them samples of fruit. And I will be sending home a newsletter for the parents with the kids. So parents, be looking for that. It's full of fun activities and good information about eating right. And then we also have the community baby shower coming up April 18th in Jackson County. And this is put on by Rain Galloway, the Jackson County Extension Agent. And it's a very good community, surrounding counties. It's very good for those. But the shower is free, and it's open to expecting mothers or any mothers who have a baby that's 1 year of age or under the age of one. You do not have to be from Jackson County to attend, and there will be goodie bags for all the registered moms. There will be fun games, food, tons of prizes like a car seat, a pack and play, gift baskets, all that good stuff. So it's going to be a really good deal. And if you have, if anybody has any questions or wants to contact me at the office, once again, you can do that at 243-2311. Or if you want to RSVP, you can contact 931-268-9437. And again, it's the Jackson County, it's the community baby shower put on at the middle school.
Okay, sounds great.
I'm excited about it. I'm helping out with it, and I really want to get the word spread out to Clay County in case there's any expecting moms or moms with a newborn that want to come.
All right. Okay, now what we got going on next?
I'm almost done.
Well, I'm not rushing you in any way.
Okay. Well, next I want to talk about last Friday. It was the monthly hometown picking and grooming at the Women's Building. The gate is $3, and then the Hermitage Springs FCE Club volunteered to provide the concessions for this month. There was a big turnout, and everybody had a great time. But I also wanted to let everybody know, some people don't, that all the proceeds from the concessions in the gate goes to Clay County Cares. And for those of you who don't know what Clay County Cares, it's a newly started organization to help out people who are experiencing financial hardships, who have been diagnosed with cancer or any other tragic illness, chronic condition, special cases of accidents. It's a community project, and any type of help within the county will be greatly appreciated. The next picking and grooming will be April 18th at 6 o'clock. Every month the crowd has been growing, which is great. And next month there will be a booth there to support the awareness of bullying. And the bullying foundation there is called Reagan's Toy or Reagan's Voice. So we hope to see everybody come out and see everybody there and have fun for a good cause, you know. And if you need any additional information on that, you can contact Tara Anderson at 931-644-6300 or me at the office again.
Hey, that you know, I know that that's a great program, and I, like I said, with our Clay County Opera here, that we have tremendous musicians here in Clay County, always have, and you know, if we can get everyone to turn out, it's like any time you do something here, you know, getting our local turnout sometimes pretty difficult to do, but we realize that, you know, that is a tremendous project, the Clay County Cares folks, and, you know, if you want things, you got to get out and support them, don't you? you can't back and say, can't step back and say, well, I hope my neighbor goes.
Right. Well, me and Tara were talking. My father had passed away from cancer, and we didn't have Clay County Cares over in Albany. You know, we just had a big community support. It was always nice to come home, and you had a hot meal. My mom didn't have to cook, you know. Just the community brought over a hot meal, and that's kind of what Tara's wanting to do. If you need gas money, if you need a hot meal, we're there to help you.
Okay, and Sloan, it's been a pleasure this morning here having you here with us this morning. Excuse my misspeaking there for a second, but you are, like I said a minute ago, a nice, bubbly personality. Yeah. It's great to have you here, and your smile kind of warms up this kind of chilly room. We'll give you credit for that this morning.
And also the Fair and Park Board will meet tonight at 6.
Okay.
Everyone
will be
that.
Down there for that. And it's going to be time for the Clay County Fair Board.
I know.
And that's
so
really
excited.
Going to get you busy then.
Yes.
And with your 4-H work, you've got to get all that stuff in, get all that registered and all that good stuff. So hopefully, of course, maybe we won't work you too much.
No.
But like I said, I believe you've got the energy to handle this.
I hope so. I'm really trying really hard, and things are starting to pile on quick now.
Well,
it's getting springtime.
Just don't let Randall make you do everything.
I won't.
No, he's also a paid employee, not just your boss. You know, that means he's supposed to do things too.
Oh, he does. He does planning.
Okay. Well, Sloan, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. And, of course, you will have an open invitation. Hopefully we'll get you back by on a monthly or bi-monthly basis and keep us caught up with what's going on down at the Extension office. And appreciate having you here with us this morning.
Okay. Thank you, Thomas.
All right. Thank you. Right now we will take a short break, and I think our other guest is here. We've got Miss Melissa White from down at the high school, who's going to kind of update us on what's going on down there and what's to be expected for the rest of the school year. But right now, we'll take a little short commercial break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins, and we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Okay. Okay, welcome back, everyone. Here through the Clay County Corner. As I said, we're kind of close quartered this morning. We don't have any electricity. We're in the dark. Thank goodness we don't need any heat. Even though John came in with a Mackinac on this morning, he said it was a lot colder over in Monroe County. I told him they were a lot further north than we are here in Salina. You know, we're more of a sunshine state than they are over there. And even the gloom of winter can't make us gloomy. Right, Miss White?
That's right.
Okay, Miss Melissa White just chirped in. She just came in a few minutes ago, and I told her to bring over one of her faculty members, and she's brought Chris Nelson, who's the baseball coach, over with her this morning. But got Miss White on, let her talk a little bit about what's going on over at the high school and what's going to be happening in the next little bit, and then we're going to let Chris talk about the baseball a little bit, which is off to a pretty successful start, I think, this spring. And Miss White, what you got to talk about this morning?
I always have lots to talk about, Thomas. You know that. First of all, I'd like to begin by thanking everyone in the community for their incredible support of our boys' basketball team as they had their state tournament run in February and March. A total outpouring of support for those young men. Of course, they're a fabulous team, and we just really are impressed by the community support. That's probably the most people you'll ever see in our gymnasium at that sub-state game. I'd also like to thank everyone that had a part in purchasing a Bulldog mascot for our school that was brought to my attention by Ollie Page in February, and by the time that we went to the state tournament, that mascot was sitting in our office. Of course, we could not provide that mascot to the state tournament game that day, but it was quick work, and again, I understand that Greg and April Davis had a lot to do with that, and anybody that's been on Facebook has seen that Susan Bailey really pushed that. We had probably over 100 donations from community members for that. So be looking for that mascot. He might show up at a baseball, softball, or tennis game, but he will definitely be at all the football and basketball home games. And there's so many donations that we can even train the mascot. And so be looking for an article later in the newspapers and maybe back on here on the radio, because we're going to have the students have a contest to name the Bulldog. It's been many, many years since anybody in the county has had a mascot, and this is certainly the first one at Clay County High School.
That's been a year or two ago.
A year or two.
They did add quite a bit to our basketball, football games. It's nice sometimes when you have the battle of the mascots out there and you have the buffalo and the bulldog are fighting out there in front of the crowd. And
the kids love it.
They do, and especially the youngsters, and get their picture made with the mascots. A great idea. And as far as the basketball team this year, one of the most exciting basketball teams we've had in a few years. And of course, as an old-time coach, I can really appreciate the effort that those young men put in this year, all the hard work that goes into it, the number of hours now that it takes to participate even in high school sports, and the dedication and the love of their school. I mean, it showed on the court.
I think it did, too. And, Mr. Watson, you know more about that than anybody besides our current coach. You know, you guys know the most about what it takes to get to the state tournament, since you guys have both been there three times now. I hope you're not going to get upset if Mr. Edwards goes back one more time.
No.
I'd also like to thank the local American Legion Post. They've been very active in supporting our students who would like to go to Girls State and Boys State this summer. They, of course, sponsor them to do that, and they are sponsoring one young lady to go to the Girls State and four young men to go to Boys State. So we appreciate that very much. I want to talk a little bit about testing. Sometimes we think that tests that the state mandate for us only occur at the end of the year, but we've been testing since February at our school. Because of the snow, we just finished our riding assessments last week even, which would normally be finished in February, and we're very happy with the effort that our students and teachers and even the patients that they exhibited. And also, we had our ACT test for juniors three weeks ago, and we're anxiously awaiting that because that's part of our academic competition with Pickett County and Jackson County, the Exceed Academic Competition. And speaking of that, tonight is our Geek Meet. This is where we host Pickett and Jackson County students in a series of academic events. It's similar to a huge basketball game, except it's about academics. So we're looking forward to that tonight.
I know there, some of the legislature stuff that's legislating now that about our study of government, these type of things that are, of course, all these things coming down. And, you know, sometimes as an ex-American history teacher, sometimes, you know, it's hard to reconcile all of the testing and then teaching some of the liberal arts, some of the things that actually make us great citizens. You know, I remember a number of years ago there was a little book that came out that I forgot how many thousand terms that a culturally literate person would recognize. And I know I've actually used that in my classroom, just to, you know, see if our students recognize those things. You know, I wonder sometimes now if you come up and said, you know, beware the Ides of March, how many high school students would even know what you're talking about? That's some of the things that we somewhere along the line, we knew the testing, we do realize that it's a fact of life now. There's no way of getting around it. But sometimes it seems like our legislature sometimes does have a little bleak, a little bit of sunlight that flows through down there, and they do back up on some things about how they're going to use all these test scores and where they become an incentive instead of a punishment.
Exactly, and that worked for us. You know, we were named a reward school last fall because we were able to focus and meet the goals that the state had set for us.
That's a tremendous accomplishment for the entire school and all the faculty down there. I mean,
of course,
you folks would be complimented on that. And of course, it all goes back to leadership, doesn't it?
Well, it has something to do with leadership, but it has a lot more to do with the dedication of our teachers. I wouldn't take anything for my staff. They work really, really hard. Would like to remind you, again, speaking of teachers, that our parent-teacher conference, our spring parent-teacher conference, is Monday night, this coming Monday night from 3 to 6. We encourage all parents to attend and make sure that you speak to each of your teachers. And, of course, we are right in the middle of our spring sports season. Our tennis, softball, and baseball teams are very active. On any given afternoon, you might see two different events going on at our school, and the tennis is free, and the baseball and softball is well worth whatever they charge you to get in. So we encourage everyone to come out and support those teams.
Okay, now to the intro there, what we will do, we will come back with Chris here just in a minute to talk about his portion of the spring sports and what's going on with him. But we'll take just a little bit of a short break and come back and we'll give the list of birthdays for this past week, and then we'll let Chris kind of take us down the time to draw out a name for a birthday cake winner. Sorry, Miss White, your name's not on here. You're not going to be eligible for a birthday cake.
I don't need to be another year old yet. Thanks.
Right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home.
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route.
Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm sitting here with a couple of representatives from Clay County High School. But before we get back to Coach Nelson, we're going to go through our list of folks who are going to be eligible for the Dairy Queen cake this week. And these are folks that have celebrated their birthday within the past week here in Clay County. And we will begin with Will Dodson, Sean Hatcher, and then Jimmy White is celebrating a birthday, and also Tom White. Ms. Brenda Rich from the Hermit Springs community is celebrating a birthday, has celebrated one this past week. Linda Key, Candy Carlisle, Landy Strong, Angie Eads. This next one, she probably can't hear this. This is my niece. I think she's back at Clemson, South Carolina right now, but she celebrated a birthday last week, and her grandpa lives over in Gamalia, Danny Watson, and I know he'd like to wish her a happy birthday, and that's Miss Shelby Davenport, and she celebrated her 22nd birthday last week. And also we have Adam McLaren, and then Kenny Dale, Tim Bowles, and, of course, a former teacher, Margaret Birdwell, who's celebrating a birthday, I believe, maybe today. And we'd like to wish her a special happy birthday. And this is our list of birthdays for this past week. And we'll remind everyone that if you want to be eligible for the cake, you need to call 931-243-5574. And then here at the end of the program, we'll take a few minutes out let one of the folks here give me a number or name or something or other, and we'll pick out the winner of this week's birthday cake. But right now I have Chris Nelson here with me, and Chris is the baseball coach. And, Chris, I know baseball is right now upon us, isn't it?
Yeah, we just got our season started. I think it's about the third week of season now. We've got a good start on the season. We're 4-1 overall so far. We're 3-1 in the district. And couple of boys were a little upset the first of the year. Everybody reads Coach T and all that stuff, and they had us ranked fourth in the district, which is, well, honestly, that's where I'd like to be. Yeah. And I got to looking at the basketball thread, and they had our basketball team ranked fourth in the district this year also, and you see where they went. So I think that's maybe providing a little extra motivation for my baseball guys.
Yeah, we've always done those things for years, and sometimes we would come in that way when I was coaching, and I'd tell the other coaches, they say, hey, I just hope my boys don't find out you voted against them. Well, you know, that could provide a little bit of fodder for the fire there.
Yeah.
But I know you have gotten off to a good start. You want to talk a little bit about some of your players? And
Yeah, sure. I like to say I've got the three best pitchers in the district. I really think I do. It's usually something if you've got the one best pitcher in the district.
That is an absolute luxury.
We've got three studs that I feel confident in putting in at any time. And let's see. The first one here I've got is Zach Grace. He's 2-0 on the season. He's thrown 10 innings so far and only given up one run. Struck out 11 and only walked three. We've got Josh Endicott, the big kid that played basketball. He's 6'7". He's 1-1. Unfortunately, he took the loss the other night when we played Clark Range. We got beat 3-2. It was a heck of a baseball game. But he's also thrown 10 innings and only given up one earned run. And he struck out 12. And then my third pitcher, and probably my best, is Addison Rich. Now, he's only got one win because he hasn't started yet. But he also has two saves to go along with that. And he's thrown 11 innings, also only giving up one run, and he struck out 19 in those 11 innings. So we've got three guys that are throwing it well right now.
So I think that the three names you mentioned, two of those are an extra luxury, too. I believe they're left-handers, aren't they?
They are. Two of them are lefties.
And, of course, Endicott is about 6'7", and a 6'7" pitcher throws the ball at a totally different angle than a 5'6" pitcher does.
Yeah, just looking at him standing on the mound would be intimidating enough for me as a batter.
Okay, and what about your the rest of your team?
All right, we got an excellent defense. Last night or Tuesday night, we played Clark Range. We wound up beating them 2-1. It was probably the best played high school baseball game that I've ever watched. And let's see. I'll go ahead and go through some names. Brandon Stewart is my starting catcher. And Tuesday night, he tried to steal one single time because Brandon threw him out about four times Monday night. So they didn't even make an attempt to steal. I've got Dakota Scott as a backup catcher and Josh Jenkins also as backup catcher. My first baseman, I've got Addison Rich is usually my starter there when he's not pitching. And also Josh Endicott plays there. It's hard to throw it over a 6'7". First baseman.
Oh, it would be light polo.
Yeah. Also, Peyton Smith plays a little first base for me. He's also a lefty, so I got three lefties. And Cody Daniels, senior, that plays a little first base for me. Second base, I've got senior Ben Upton is usually my starter there, and the sophomore Brandon Krieg is his backup. Brandon looks great in the field. I think he's going to make us an excellent second baseman in the future. Shortstops, I got Zach Grace is usually my shortstop when he's not pitching. John Wayne Browning played excellent shortstop there for us Tuesday night, made several good plays. And then freshman Trevor Daniels is going to make me an excellent baseball player. Third base, Josh Jenkins is usually my starter. Been playing excellent, swinging the bat well. Braden Moss is a sophomore. It's his backup. And I joked with Braden the other day. We've had a couple of JV games, and he's got a couple at bats in varsity games. And he finally got out the other night. And I told him he ruined his 1,000 batting average. He's going to make us a good player in the future. And also, senior Jerry Browning plays a little third base for us. I've got several outfielders. Casey Perdue is a senior that plays a little left field for me. Got Josh Endicott plays center field for me when he's not at first base or pitching. Andrew Bowles is a senior that starts in the outfield for me. Chad Roten is a junior. He played well for us so far. Also got John Wayne Browning playing a little outfield and Peyton Smith. And got four freshmen in the outfield. Justin Perdue is Casey's little brother, and he's looking good so far. Seth Ogletree, Alan Scott, and Logan Strode. Now, like I said, we've got several seniors this year. I think we've got eight. But we've got the young kids to back it up. The second game we played with Monterey the other night, I played most of my younger kids, and I think we played better that game.
Okay, you know, and I know you mentioned one name there, Seth Ogletree. I had the pleasure of working with Seth for a couple of years when I worked with the junior high basketball, and Seth is one of these tremendous athletes that can basically play any sport that he wants to apply himself to. He is just a tremendous athlete.
Seth's a great athlete. He took BP on the field, I think it was one day last week, and he hit one out and hit two more to the fence as a freshman. So I think he's going to be something special in a year or two.
Yes, I think so too. And I know, of course, Monterey in the past, I think it's been maybe the powerhouse the past few years.
They have for the past several years.
Are they as strong as normal?
No, they're down a little bit. Of course, they've had some unfortunate luck up there with their school being rebuilt and some bad weather here recently. So they're down a little bit, but Coach Looper's got a good young team up there. I think they're going to be good back where they were in a couple of years.
Of course, I can throw in a little personal note there. Coach Looper's father and I were roommates over at Tennessee Tech about 1962 and 63. So I've known the family for years and years and years, and I know he has done a tremendous job up there in the past.
Yeah, Coach Looper, he's an excellent coach. Can't beat him.
Okay, now this year, has Monterey been predicted to be the top team again?
Coach T, they're predicting Clark Range and Jackson County to be the top seeds because they were last year.
Well, give us a little quick rundown. I know you've played Clark Range. You haven't played Jackson County yet, I don't think, have you?
No, we haven't.
Give us a little quick rundown on them, maybe their strengths and weaknesses.
Clark Range, they're a tough team. They're just as good as we are. They threw two guys against us, and they're two excellent pitchers. We only got two hits both games, I think, against them. And their defense is stout. Their hitting stout. They're going to be right there in the end with us. Jackson County, I don't know a whole lot about them. I know that they didn't lose anybody from their team last year. I think they only had one senior, and I don't think he got to play a whole lot last year. So they should be just as good as they were last year.
Well, you know, as I listen to your rundown here, you know, you look like you've got quite a number of underclassmen that you're going to have some of them around for maybe 3 years after this year, and a couple that are juniors, and quite a few sophomores. Seems like we're in a good rotation here.
Yeah, I got 21 players this year, which is probably about double what I've had the last 4 years. It's exciting to get some people actually interested in baseball again.
You know, I know one of the things about coaching at a single-A school, and I think look like you're taking care of that problem, is that, sometimes if you're not careful, you wind up with an upper-class loaded teams. And that's not, it's great for 1 year, but it's not good for the next year. I know, always wanted to play some of those freshmen and sophomores and build leaders for the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's one of the toughest jobs in Class A sports is, finding that leader maybe even as early as fifth and sixth grade and teach them how to be a leader. And you kind of subtly let the other athletes around them know that they're going to be the leader one of these days. And,
right.
Of course, they're usually the hardest working kids you've got. And, if you're going to be as good as that one, you're going to have to keep up with him.
Right.
And, I guess we call them a Judas goat, where you put them out in front and make everybody else follow them.
Right. Well, that doubleheader we played against Monterey, the first game we won it 2-0. And there was three or four of my seniors that didn't do much that game, so I sat them on the bench the second game just to show them that younger guys that can play ball here. You don't step up to the plate and do what you need to do. I put these younger guys in. They can take over.
You know, it's a sad fact of life. You do your job or someone else will.
That's right.
Coach, that's a great statement, and I've got a feeling you're going to be successful as long as you want to be here with us. And we're about to run down out of time. I need to, what did I do in my list of birthdays and anniversaries? Miss Whitey, if you will just off the top of your head, I'm going to say just give me a number between 3 and 11.
We'll go with 7.
7, okay. Looks like Angie Eads has won a birthday cake.
Angie, you can thank me for that. I didn't know that.
Well, I'm not going to go any farther than that. But it's gotten cloudy over here, and I barely can read my... I've got one last announcement to do, and we'll be getting out of here for the week, and that is that the annual community Easter egg hunt will be Saturday, April the 4th, down at Donaldson Park. This is our free egg hunt with over 2,000 eggs hid. Got free lunch, live music for ages toddlers up through about the sixth grade, it says, and going to divide the kids up into three groups and turn them loose out on the field and let them go find Easter eggs. And that's, it's kind of like the Oklahoma land rush when you turn them loose out there and they head out across the field. But right now, I guess we've come to the end of another week, and it's been a pleasure having you folks here with us this morning. And, Coach, it's been a pleasure having you here.
Thanks, sir. Pleasure to be here.
And,
thank you.
Always, Miss White. Any time at all, you and I could probably talk for 2 or 3 days.
At least.
But right now, once again, we'll say goodbye here, and may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.